For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us, Kevin Wall, with you. Joining us now, as he does every Friday. This time last week, we were celebrating the arrival of a new grandbaby. We'll see how mother and baby and husband are doing, and even how Gramps is doing, because here he is. I just absolutely love it. Rico Waller, our eyes and ears in Northern California, in Northern Nevada, he joins us. How's everybody doing?
Everybody's doing great. That baby's already just getting fat. It's wonderful.
Wow. Wow. And everybody's healthy, everybody's good, everybody's eating, everybody's sleeping?
Yep. She has to get up about once each night, just one time, which is not too bad. That's pretty darn good. The first week, it was about every 45 minutes. She was pretty tired. But the baby's sleeping a little longer now, so that's good.
Wow. I want to take you into politics, because now the president apparently is threatening to sue CNN for media bias. I'm not an attorney, so I don't know what the law is. But I would imagine that freedom of speech and freedom of expression would allow CNN to say whatever it wants, doesn't it?
Not completely. There's a law. I think it's called the Lander Act. It's Landon Act that relates to malicious activities on the part of anyone. It's designed to harm someone, and they knowingly do it, and it's untrue. And I think the president's probably got a pretty good case.
Wow.
It sure is a lot of fun. I mean, you don't have the shoe on the other foot.
I think that is really cool. If indeed they can do that, it's the Lanham Act.
That's what Lanham. Okay.
Yeah. Lanham. It was a violation of the Lanham Act, quote, by constituting misrepresentations to the public, to your advertisers, and to others to distribute, quote, truly fair and balanced news. So the president's going to go right after CNN. I like that.
You bet. Well, I forgot a lot of this stuff since I was in college. That was 40 years ago when I studied that.
Whoa!
In constitutional law.
Wow.
A long time ago. I had a vague memory of it. So, well, we'll see what happens. I'm really interested about what's going on with Mulvaney and all these weak-kneed Republicans that are just buying into CNN and MSNBC's baloney. It's just crap. And I listened to Mulvaney's response. I heard it. He did not in any way reference Joe Biden It was not referential to him at all. It was referential to the kind of corruption that was rife in Ukraine. And the president rightly said, well, if you're not going to clean this up, we're not giving you money because you're just going to steal it and send it away to oligarchs. You know, that's the whole point was. And Mulvaney did just fine. He did just fine.
Yeah, I thought the answer he gave yesterday was an answer to another question, essentially. But he said, you know, we do this all the time in foreign policy. He didn't say we did it this case. I don't know. Go figure. But it'll be interesting to see how that thing plays out. And yet the president goes to Dallas last night. 20,000 plus. I thought it was an amazing speech. I don't think it was quite as good as the Minneapolis speech, but the Minneapolis speech a week ago was the best I've seen him ever do.
I heard it was 54,000 people were there inside and outside.
Oh, that does not surprise me. 20,000, the building seats 20,000.
Right, right. So that's what was in it, but they were overflow. There are people that got there 3 or 4 days in advance of the event, I've heard on the news.
Do you think the Democrats are smart enough to recognize what's going on here?
Well, I think they recognize it fully. Hey, I'll tell you another statistic that I heard, and that is that of that audience of the registered voters in the audience, 21% of them were, in fact, Democrats.
Is that right?
Yep. Can you imagine that? 21% are Democrats, and those are Trump voters. And I think it was 11% had never voted in an election.
Is it?
Or hadn't voted the last four elections.
Is it possible, Rico, we could be looking at a landslide?
I think so. I think it's pretty likely. I think that what Democrats have done, that they're so bankrupt when it comes to positive ideas of any kind. All they are is the, you know, just the antithesis of what Donald Trump is. So it's just the anti-Trump message. That's all they have. And impeachment's the only thing they've got to play with. And I think they've already given up on that. So I'm going to retract what I said last time. I don't think they're going to bring this to a vote. I just don't think they are. I think that the game plan is what they're doing right now. This is the end game. This isn't the road to the end. This is the end game.
And that the end game is going to be investigate, investigate, investigate. It's essentially driving down a long, winding road in the country. It doesn't lead to anything, but you just keep driving and driving and driving.
Well, it's kind of like my wife shopping.
God. And she listens, by the way.
I go to buy stuff. Yes, she does. I go to buy stuff, and I go there, and I get in, and I get out. My wife enjoys the process. I think the Democrats are just enjoying the process of the impeachment and are hoping that this is. I think they're hoping against hope that something real will come up, that there will be something discovered that is, nefarious. And they have, as yet, have not found anything like that. And I doubt very, very, very seriously that they will. But they're hoping against hope that that will happen. You know, we think of ourselves, we as Christians think of ourselves as having faith. Well, Democrats have faith too, but their faith is in government and their faith is in politics. And so they're exercising their faith now, thinking they're going to have something come of this impeachment.
Wow. Again, Rico Waller joining us from Carson Insulation in Mound House. He has assets both in the People's Republic of California and here in Nevada. And I got to ask you, because I'm not sure if you knew Devin Nunes, but he has just in the previous quarter, he raised $7 million. He's got $7 million on hand for a house run. He is being targeted by Democrats. Did you know him during your 8 years in the legislature at all?
Yeah, I knew Devin, and I think he's done a tremendous, fantastic, fantabulous job. I'll say that first. And then I'll also say that he opposed me in my race for Congress, and was one of the principal people that caused me to lose that race by 1/3 of 1 percentage point.
What happened?
So the establishment Republicans were just very, very powerful. And there was a guy named Bill Thomas who ran the committee that, basically the money committee in Congress, and he was a classmate of Dan Lundgren in Dan Lundgren's first incarnation as a congressman. And Dan Lundgren, for his retirement reasons, ran for re-election, and Bill Thomas raised him millions and millions and millions of dollars. It was a three-way race, and Lundgren won by 1/3 of 1 percentage point. And he sucked when he got there, as everyone knew he would.
Wow. And that cost you your political career in California.
Yeah, it probably saved my life, though, because the stress related to it, my heart condition, I'm really blessed that I lost. I really am. Looking back, I mean it. I'm not blowing smoke. I'm really blessed that I lost because I've been able to have that time with my family all these, 15 years now. It's been good, and I probably would have gone bankrupt during the financial crisis because I wouldn't have been able to go back to work and solve the problems of my business.
Let me just ask you, though, $7 million seems like a lot of money, but if the Democrats are targeting you for one House race and they've got a bullseye on his back, is that going to be enough?
No. Is $7 million going to be enough? You betcha. You know, you don't have enough. You don't have to have enough to outspend your opponent. You don't even have to have enough to match them. You have to have enough to effectively get your message out to each voter. You can get 20 pieces of mail with the same message, and only the first and second ones will matter. The other 18 don't matter. Don't mean hella beans. People have already know what you got to say. So I think Devin Nunes is going to win in a huge – he's got a good district. It's not a bad district. It's Central Valley, California, Farm District. He has a historic name, very well known in that community. And I think he'll win in a cakewalk and probably spend a lot of that $7 million on other people's races in other districts. That's how it's done. When you're in leadership, you raise money that's used for other races, but you have the power to dictate which races it's going to go to. And I did a lot of that, too.
I want to ask you about the news yesterday that the G7 is going to be held at Doral, a Trump property, and now Democrats and the fake news media, their accomplices in the fake news media, are saying, oh, it's a violation of the Emoluments Clause. And everybody scratches their head and says, what's that? What the hell is the Emoluments Clause? What is the Emoluments Clause?
You got me. You got me. I don't got a clue.
All those years in school, and you don't know what the Emoluments Clause is?
Come on, you know what it is. Tell me. You tell me what it is.
No, it's that you can't profit. You can't profit from holding office.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that's what they called it, but I mean, that's obviously obviously a very long-standing belief and a rule in our governance that you can't use your public office to benefit. Which brings to mind our dear friend Joe Biden and his son Hunter. There's been some new development there, too, hasn't there?
Yes, there has been. And now there's word that maybe they have talked about Hunter Biden and some of his problems. Did you see much of the interview, the ABC interview? Everybody's been saying, where's Hunter? Well, Hunter surfaced. But for one interview with Amy Robach on ABC News, and he said it was a lapse in judgment. And then Joe Biden says, I applaud his judgment. What the hell is going on? I mean, they're like digging the hole deeper.
Well, you know that they're in deep and they know it. They know it. For Hunter Biden to say that, say it's a lapse in judgment, means he did something wrong and he's admitting that he did. I don't think that's good. But no, I didn't listen to the interview because that day I had much more pressing things to do. My sock drawer was very, disassembled. I had to reorder all my socks.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right, because you need socks. I wear socks about 3 days a year.
Yeah, I have.
But otherwise, it's deck shoes.
I wear pretty much every day. But, I have three different colors of socks. I have white socks, I have dirty white socks, and I have really badly stained white socks.
Oh, God. Public admission. I absolutely love that. Let me ask you, though, as far as Hunter Biden, where does this thing end up? Does there end up being, an inspector general's investigation? I mean, this is pretty serious stuff that this guy comes away, and then he's smug enough to say, I'm in private life. I don't have to tell you how much money I made. He made $50,000 a month.
A month.
A month.
A month, yep. And we don't know how much he made. I don't believe we know how much he made on the China deal.
It's $1.5 million. Although he says he never got a dime from that deal, but there are a lot of ways you can benefit.
I bet it went to the company that he is a part of and was received some kind of distribution from that at a later time. Anybody can play games with words like that, and I'll bet you he benefited from it mightily, or he wouldn't have done it. It just wouldn't have happened. And it was the use of the position that he had as the son of the vice president to take advantage, and he did. And I don't hate anybody. I don't hate Joe Biden. I don't hate Hunter Biden. But if we let this stand, if we as a nation let this stand and don't prosecute, don't get to the bottom of it, We're asking for it time after time. And, you know, there's thousands of other politicians, Republican and Democrat, who are just using their position in public life to find something better when they get out, because it's the best job they'll ever have, and they want to find a way to profit from it after office. And well, the use of children and relatives is the way it's done.
Exactly. And you know, the other thing that bothers me, and as we were talking about it, I was thinking about it, you know, the emoluments clause, you know, guys like Harry Reid, a poor kid from Searchlight, all of a sudden ends up going to Congress and going to the Senate and becoming a millionaire. And I keep asking myself the question, is that what the emoluments clause is about? These guys, you know, go to Washington as just John Q. Citizen, you know, making 70 grand a year, and then they get a raise because they get to Congress and they're making 174,000 a year. But even after that, they still end up millionaires.
Yeah, there's a big difference, Kevin, though, between profiting while you're in office and profiting after office. There are many cases where a president or a senator, a high-ranking public official, does not profit as a legislator or as a president, but leaves office and then has the opportunity to profit from that experience and on serving on boards, things like that. I, for example, was offered an opportunity when I left public life to go to work as a lobbyist for an organization in California, and they would have paid me $200,000 a year, double my salary I made in public life, and I would have been able to retain 10% of all the dollars I raised, which would have been another $200,000 easily.
Wow.
And I said to them, when they came to meet with me, and I didn't even know what the meeting was about, but I said, you know what? The day will come when you ask me to do something, and I'll say, no, I'm not going to do that, and you will either fire me or I'll quit. So let's just forego the conversation. I'm not going to do it. Because, you know, they're going to ask you to do something. And, in fact, this was a contracting association, and I had been at odds with them on one bill that was the pay if paid bill, which says if a general contractor can refuse to pay a subcontractor if his owner or the person, the company he's working for, has not paid him. Well, that's absurd. And that's ridiculous. I mean, that's why it's called contracting. You know, you take risks, and I don't work for the guy he works for. I work for him. And we were at great odds, and I defeated that bill in the House, in the Assembly. Wow. When they thought I was going to be their chief ally because I'm a contractor. Well, it didn't work that way.
Rico, it's always good to visit with you. You have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again next Friday. I always look forward to it.
Thanks, and I'm at Fallon today. So in Fernley. You didn't ask me where I was today.
Oh, my God.
I'm in a parking lot in Fernley.
And you're making a bid?
Right to have a meeting. I'm going to make a bid here in just a minute. I've been bidding like crazy.
I just love it. You're not retired. You're not even semi-retired. For crying out loud,
Kevin,
you're a
I'm
working stiff.
I'm having fun, but see, my son-in-law asked me, and I kept my mouth shut until he asked.
Gotcha.
And now I'm doing it.
Hey, listen, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Kevin. See you.
This is Rico Waldo joining us live and local now. Health insurance open enrollment is finally here. Are you ready? Hey, Kevin Wall here. There are several key changes to be aware of this year. Don't miss your chance to get the guidance you need and the peace of mind you deserve. Are you worried you won't be able to find an affordable quality health plan? Worried you won't be able to keep your doctor? Do you currently have a marketplace plan with financial assistance? Or are you curious if you qualify? Let my friend Pat Casale and his team at the MultiCare Group provide you with a free personalized evaluation. They're contracted with every insurance carrier in the marketplace to ensure you have access to the best plan for you. Call 702-396-9449 for your free evaluation. Open enrollment for individuals and families closes on December 15th. Open enrollment for Medicare closes on December 7th. Once the deadline's hit, your door to a qualified health plan will close. So call Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group right now. 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports the balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Everyone knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind, Roberto's. Ah, the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine. Made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce. Served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. It's magnifico.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget coming up. We are going to hear from one of the new candidates. This is a great time when a lot of first-time candidates say, you know what, I've left government to all those other guys, both Republicans and Democrats. But now it's time for maybe me to step into the arena. And I love it. Dr. Stephen Delisle is a candidate for the state Senate in District 5. And we'll talk with him about, first of all, where is District 5? You ask most people. You ever notice that? You ask most people, who's your member of the state Senate? Who's your member of the Assembly? They don't know. He said, well, what number district do you live in? I don't know. And most people don't. No, believe it or not, most people don't. A guy that might be your next state senator from Senate District 5, you'll hear from Stephen Delisle. Dr. Stephen Delisle, he's a dentist. He knows the law. We'll talk about that coming up live and local now.
/790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't you love her madly? Don't you need her badly? Don't you love her?
You know what's neat? This is the time of year, once we get past Labor Day and we get into the fall, before an election cycle, where a lot of people make the decision to run for public office. Many of them are people who have maybe worked in politics and they've been a kingmaker but never king, and they decide to run for office. Others, like our next guest, have never held public office and never even thought maybe about running for public office, and finally get fed up with the status quo and say, I've got to step forward, I got to step into the arena. That's the case with Dr. Stephen Dalisle. He's a candidate for the state Senate in District 5, and he's a guy with a thriving dental practice. He's gone to law school. His compelling personal story is amazing. And I had a chance to talk to him earlier, and I asked him, why go to all the trouble of running for office?
There's two reasons why. The first and foremost, is I want to protect the individual rights and freedoms of Nevadans. We can see what's coming from the left and how they want to strip freedoms, and especially to Nevadans, you know, our First Amendment and our Second Amendment rights are very, very near and dear to our hearts. So I'm very interested in protecting those individual rights. Number two, I want to see a continued forward path of economic growth, prosperity, and opportunity for the citizens of the state. I do want to correct you real quick. I have not finished law school yet. I am in my last quarter of law school, and I specifically left my dental practice to be able to go back to law school to learn and understand the Constitution even better so that I could represent the citizens of Nevada when it comes to those issues.
Now, you've done something that very few people have done, and that is create a dental practice that is essentially statewide. Can you talk a little bit about that dental practice?
Yeah, so I actually moved to Nevada in 2009 in the heart of, like, the Great Recession and economic crisis, and I started my first practice in 2009, 2010, it was for a special needs dental practice where I would help patients that have special needs. And over the last 10 years, I've grown that practice to include 15 offices statewide from Nevada, from Northern Nevada, like Reno, Fernley, Sparks, and Gardnerville, all the way down to Southern Nevada. I have several children's dental offices that specifically take care of young kids and those with special needs like autism or Down syndrome or cerebral palsy. So that's been kind of my background, business background, and I've had a tremendous growth since 2009, and that's been because Nevada has traditionally been a low-tax, low-regulated, pro-growth state. And so I want to continue that forward movement and continue that business climate for other people who are looking to move here.
And by the way, only because we are a statewide radio program that blows into many of the markets you talked about, if folks want to reach out to your dental practice and find out more about that, where would they go?
Well, I wasn't going to promote the dental practice, but if you're in Northern Nevada, the six offices in Northern Nevada is called Tooth Fairy Pediatric Dentistry, and we are in Reno and also rural Nevada like Fernley, Gardnerville. And in Southern Nevada, it is called Children's Dentistry, and we are in Boulder City, we're in Pahrump, we're in North Las Vegas, we're in the Central Valley. So those are the practices.
Boy, that is amazing. And by the way, rule number one in radio talk shows, never turn down a free plug. I mean, that's kind of the way we operate. Let me just ask you. I know you've had a chance to talk to a lot of folks in Senate District 5. What are the issues they talk to you about? What are the concerns they have?
Well, you know, certainly there are the constitutional issues and those who are on the right side of the spectrum who are concerned about the Second Amendment, the First Amendment. But there's a lot of people who are in the middle, and even Democrats that I've talked to who are moderates, who are concerned about, number one, their health care. They don't want to see private health insurance become illegal. Going from a PPO market to a Medicare for all single-payer system scares a lot of independents and Democrats. And so I want to fight to protect and maintain the private health insurance market, because each Nevadan should have a right to choose which health insurance policy is right for them, and also choose which doctor is right for them. Number two, the school, the education system. There's a lot of talk about how it's underfunded. We have low test scores. We're always ranking at the bottom of the list as far as education. And, you know, I really support the individual. I support individual choices. And that's why I support school choice and opportunity scholarships. If you have a child who's in an underperforming school, the parent should be able to choose which school to send that child, their child to, that is the best fit for them. Okay. So whether that's like a public charter school or a magnet school, giving parents and children more choice and empowering them is, I believe, the right move.
Again, Dr. Stephen Delisle joining us, candidate for the state Senate in District 5. A lot of folks around the state may not live in District 5. Where is District 5? What kind of geography are we talking about?
So it's basically Henderson. It's a Green Valley area. It's on, obviously, the east side of the Strip. Reaches down, not quite as far as Boulder City, but it is basically Henderson.
I want to ask you about the 80th Nevada legislature. It when it began, we were all really fearful because the Democrats had a supermajority in one body, a near supermajority in the other, and they had the governorship, and they could do essentially whatever they wanted. You've had a chance to review what happened in that 80th Nevada legislature. And was it as bad as we suspected? Was it worse? How did you evaluate? And was it a factor in your deciding to run?
Well, to be honest, this decision for me is not a knee-jerk reaction. It's not, hey, let me just throw my hat in the ring and see what happens. I've been planning this for years. I've been working on my business, working with special needs groups in the private sector, building my resume and building the business up to the point where I can get it successful enough so that I can extricate myself and commit full-time 100% to a Senate race. And in fact, that's why I went back to law school to pick up constitutional law understanding. And so now I'm 100% committed to Senate District 5. I know that we need to pick up additional seats to block the agenda of Democrats. Redistricting is going to be a major component of the next election, of the next cycle. And so it is very important for Republicans to go out and vote and support all the Republican candidates so that we pick up assembly seats and Senate seats. And Senate District 5 is going to be one of the major races. The incumbent is no longer able to run. It was Joyce Woodhouse. She's being termed out. And so two brand new people need to run for Senate District 5. And I identified this Senate seat as having a great need and having a great opportunity. And so that's kind of what has motivated me to run for SD5.
Again, Dr. Stephen Delisle joining us, a candidate for state Senate in District number 5. I want to ask you about education because you touched on it, but I want to dig a little deeper on this. You say you support opportunity scholarships. Do you think that if we were to win back the state Senate, that we would be in a position to maybe bring back the ESAs, the education savings accounts, because I think that's one of the things that was heralded around the country. It's one of the great victories back in 2015, but yet we haven't ever been able to fund it. Is that something that you would support?
Yeah, that is something I would support. I don't know if we would be able to pass it. It all depends on the numbers in the Senate and in the House, but whenever we can, you know, my general philosophy is whenever I can empower the individual, whenever I can promote individual liberties and freedom, that, you know, that's the lens that I look through. And so when I look at political issues and I look at what people want, I look at how do I empower the individual. And so for me, individual or opportunity scholarships, promoting school choice is a no-brainer. It's not the only, there's not a one, you know, there's no silver bullet. It's not just, some people say increase in taxes, increase in funding. There's no silver bullet, but there are structural reforms and structural changes that we can make to get better results and empower individual parents and the students.
I know a lot of candidates statewide get asked this question every day when they knock on doors or people come to them, you know, offering support. And the question is always, do you support the president and his America First agenda? Where are you on the president?
I support the president and his policies. I think they have done great things for the economy. I think his policies have done great things for just the morale of the country. And so I do support the president, but I'm focused on obviously Nevada local issues. And, you know, I'm certainly a conservative Republican, but I'm my own man, not my own individual. And so I may approach things differently than the president, especially when it has to do with obviously local issues. So overall, I do support the president and his policies.
I want to ask you about jobs, because we've had a big boost of jobs across the state of Nevada. First of all, how much impact can the state legislature, can the state Senate have in fostering a climate where jobs are plentiful, where the unemployment rate keeps coming down?
Well, to answer that, I guess I'd go back to my own story. In 2009, I was in California. I left California and moved to Nevada. And over the last 10 years, I've built 15 businesses and helped countless children, special needs patients, and created, you know, over 60 jobs. And I did that specifically because Nevada was attractive. And we have to keep Nevada attractive for entrepreneurs and business people who may be in California, and they may be squeezed and taxed and overregulated, and may be looking for alternatives. And so Nevada needs to be that alternative. Nevada needs to be a low regulation, pro growth state, so that people can essentially do what is in their best interest. And so that's the posture, and that's the view I believe that the legislature should take when trying to, you know, create a business climate, is let the individual go, let the individual thrive, and see what happens. And if they do that, I believe Nevada will continue to grow and California will continue to suffer.
We refer to it, by the way, as the People's Republic of California, and you are yet another refugee. So welcome. Welcome to the state of Nevada.
I'm glad to be here.
I want to ask you, and I always make this available at the end of every interview, and that is, I know candidates need things from supporters, whether it be yard signs, whether it be phone banks, whether it be money. What is it that your campaign needs at this point? You're just kicking off your run for state Senate in Senate District 5. What is it that your campaign needs right now?
Well, what I need right now is obviously support. I'm a younger conservative person who, you know, who has the ideals and has the values of, let's say, my father's generation. But I don't look like my father's Republican Party, and I think that's going to be an advantage in 2020. What I need right now is small individual contributions that shows a grassroots support and a broad base, so that I can go to other donors and say, look, I have a lot of people that support me. They've bought into my agenda. They've bought into my ideas. They want to see a pro-growth, low-taxed state with individual freedoms thrive. And if I can grow that broad base of support through small donations, then I can go to large donors and say, look, I got support and I'm going to win the seat. And so that's what I need right now. And the best way to do that is to go to the website, which is Stephen for Nevada, for spelled out F-O-R. So Stephen, F-O-R, Nevada.com.
I think that's great. I think we need more people like Dr. Stephen Delisle to run for office. You know, if we leave it to the politicians are going to screw it up. I love the idea. I love the idea of regular people that have signed both sides of a check. As a small businessman, You know, that to me is important. People that have some life experience. Thanks to Dr. Stephen Delisle, a candidate for, what, State Senate in District 5. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You want to dial in, you can right now at 844, the number 2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. We're happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you get to choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal, illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We're not gonna take it.
It's live and local now. Good to have you with us all across the state of Nevada. I'm going to give the last word today to the president. I thought he was great last night in Dallas. I thought he was absolutely amazing. And one of the best parts of the speech was where he goes after a Texan by the name of Beto O'Rourke. Listen to the president. This is one of those times when the president obviously thought about this and then went after Beto O'Rourke.
We will stand strong for family, faith, God, and for country. Last week, a very dumb Democrat candidate for president, that's the end of him in this state, pledged to revoke the tax-exempt status of many churches and religious charities. And by the way, that was after, a few weeks ago, he said, excuse me, we're going to take your guns away. That doesn't work well. And I called him right. Remember the flailing arms? Nobody noticed it. I noticed it. The flailer. You remember he was flailing all over the place. I said, why is this guy hot? John Cornyn's going to win so easily, just like Ted Cruz won. He's going to win, no matter what happens. But John Cornyn is not talking about Beto anymore, because Beto, in a few short weeks, got rid of guns and got rid of religion. Those are not two good things in Texas to get rid of. And I will never allow the federal government to be used to punish Americans for their religious beliefs. And I will never allow the IRS to be used as a political weapon, except in the case of myself, where they use it against me.
I will tell you, the president, I thought, was masterful yesterday, last night. In Dallas, and by the way, did you see the reports that 54,000 people showed up, 20,000 inside the arena, and the rest outside the arena, watching it on big screens. Isn't that amazing? And by the way, the Democrats are claiming they're going to try and turn Texas blue, or at the very least purple. I don't see it happening. When the president spoke in El Paso a couple of months ago, the bulk of his audience was Hispanic. You know, the thought is they're going to win the Hispanic vote in Texas, and that's going to turn Texas blue. Don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. That's going to do it today. Hope you have a great weekend. Let's see. We're going to find out if the Houston Astros can close out the Yankees. Yankees spent all that money, and they may end up losing in the American League Championship Series. Wow, go figure. Till we join you Monday, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local now. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away. Health insurance open enrollment is finally here. Are you ready? Hey, Kevin Wall here. There are several key changes to be aware of this year. Don't miss your chance to get the guidance you need and the peace of mind you deserve. Are you worried you won't be able to find an affordable quality health plan? Worried you won't be able to keep your doctor? Do you currently have a marketplace plan with financial assistance? Or are you curious if you qualify? Let my friend Pat Casal and his team at the MultiCare Group provide you with a free personalized evaluation. They're contracted with every insurance carrier in the marketplace to ensure you have access to the best plan for you. Call 702-396-9449 for your free evaluation. Open enrollment for individuals and families closes on December 15th. Open enrollment for Medicare closes on December 7th. Once the deadline's hit, your door to a qualified health plan will close. So call Pat Casal at the MultiCare Group right now. 702-396-9449.